Welcome to Shannon the Slayer, the podcast where we're slaying negativity and taking your mentality to the next level. So, if you're ready, it's time to level up with your host, Shannon Scott.
So when I finally made this realization that I needed to pretty much get smart about the way I was doing things, it was the moment that I realized that there's things that I'm not doing that I need to do. So I started to do the thing, whatever that thing was. And one of those things was, in fact, taking classes, getting out and doing things to make myself more confident, more capable of doing what I wanted to do in life. So I needed to do those things to advance myself forward to doing the thing I wanted to do. And I know I'm going to be saying the thing a lot in this episode, but I promise it's short, sweet, to the point. You just have to do the thing. If you take anything away from this episode, it is just to do the thing. Okay, but you have to be smart about it. You have to set specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-bound goals. I believe those are the right words for the SMART acronym thingy-mabob. If you know what I mean, you know what I mean. If you don't, basically, it's just, you know, getting specific. What is it that you want? Why do you want it? You know, you have to ask yourself these deep questions in order to figure out why you need to do certain things to make it happen. Get specific. And you might not know what it is in the beginning. That's okay. Everybody's time frame is different and you might not know things at first. That's okay. Just take your time. Write these things down. Just get specific about what you want in your life. Okay? Because if you're not specific, you don't know. And you can't do things to get to where you want to be if you don't know. So that's the first thing. The next thing is you have to have measurable goals. You can't just throw out that big time dream of yours out there in the universe and say, "Oh, I want to be the next top actress." No, you can't do that. I mean, it would be great, but you have to have small attainable goals to get to the bigger goals. Because without the small ones, you can't cross them off that list that makes you feel so good in the day for getting things done. If you have this big goal sitting out there and it's not getting crossed off, it's going to bring you down. It's going to bring you down hard, and then you're going to go into that negative headspace and say, "Oh, I suck. I'm not the big actress that I want to be." No, it's just that you're not having measurable goals that you can cross off, like taking classes, getting new demos done, working out, you know, the things that are going to get you to the bigger thing, all right? Next is making sure they are attainable. You have to be able to grab those goals in the measurable amount of time that you set them out to do. So just make sure that you can figure out a way to attain those specific goals you have set out to do. All right? Just be sure to do that. And it's okay if you need to readjust here and there. We're all human, right? We like to aim high, and then shit happens to where we have to take a step back and say, "Oh, crap, that is not working. Let me figure out another way to get through it to make it more attainable in this moment," and just regroup it a little bit, okay? So that's okay. If you need to do that, do that. And realistic, here we come. And your goals should challenge you. They should challenge you, but they should be attainable and realistic. Just make them realistic in the given time frame that you want to achieve your goals. Because if you're trying to lose 100 pounds in 2 months, it's not going to work. That is not realistic whatsoever, and it's not healthy. It's not healthy. If that is the case and you're dropping that much weight, hold the phone and get to the doctor because, I'm no doctor, but I would get to the doctor because something's wrong because that's not healthy, nor is it realistic to lose that much weight in that amount of time. So be realistic so you can keep on that path of, okay, I can achieve this. I can do this thing. I can do this thing to get to the bigger thing, okay? And the last, make sure it is on your correct time-bound schedule. Give yourself a deadline, stick to it, and do as best as you can to make that deadline. Yes, again, you might slip, fall through the cracks a little bit, but it's okay. Just regroup and try to get back on schedule and make your dreams come true. One step at a time, one smart goal at a time, and you will get there. I promise you. It'll take time, sure. Everything takes time. But all good things come in time, and I believe in you. You can do this. Just do the thing that is holding you back that you need to do right now in this given moment to push yourself towards your dreams. So get out there, go do the thing, and have an awesome day. I'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Shannon the Slayer. If you enjoyed this podcast, please be sure to leave a 5-star review and share it with your friends. Until next time, keep smiling and keep slaying.